key in his law, you might call it. Sometimes we have a room big enough to have hay in, and corn in one place and hay in another.
Is there any other place in the barn where you store hay other than up in the loft?
On the shed. Sometimes they have double sheds and put them in double sheds.
I see. What about a building or a part of a building where you store grain other than corn?
Well, of course, some people call them bins, and nowadays they call them bins, you know, for your grains. Or something.
Did they ever refer to anything around here as a granary?
What?
A granary.
A granary.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't. When you're mowing hay, you form it into a, out in the field, you form it into a
baling.
Right now, if you're not baling it, they used to pull it together
and rake it up and put it in together and hold it loose to the barn.
What?
Hold it loose to the barn, you know, put it up on hay, up on, make your hay frame on your wagon, whatever it is, and bring it to the barn on loose, you know, and throw it up in the barn that way. But
they never did. Pile it up out in the field.
Well, they rake it up and pile it up and pile it. They do all that back then. Rake and pile it in the field, then they hold it up.
Was that called a haystack?
Mm-hmm. No, sometimes if you stack it, you know, if you rake it up and stack it, and then rear the house to the barn, you rake it up, put them in stacks, shops. Sometimes people put them in shops. Put a pole on the bowl on the ground and put it around that pole. That's called a shop. Then you have to wave and shuck it along like that house there and just keep packing it down. Then when you bale it up, when you get ready, later on through the year, that's called a shock. When you put it around a pole, that's called a stack.
I see. The shock is what now is just stacked up?
Stacked up long ways, and you let it sit out a length of time till you have time and go down and you can bale it up.
I see. What about a hay rack? Somebody was telling me about
well,
making a, now that's different from a shop.
Hay rack is different from a shop. Or you can build a rack with poles and put your hay in there and let the stock eat out, eat it, stay in there for the stock and stock eat it out of that rack and eat it out all at once.
But a hay rack is out in the field.
Out in the field. And you put it in the field or in the path any way you want.
And it's for feeding, not for storing it.
No, not for storing.
Fine. A shelter for cows on a farm.
Oh, it'd be a shed, you know, you have a shed farm.
Would that be different from a barn?
Well, it can be different because you can build a shed and don't have walls, you know, but you can build a barn and have walls.
Would it be built up away from the barn? Did I say that?
Sometimes you can build them away from the barn, just have a flat shed out, you know, put it out in the pasture, anywhere out in the lot, called a lot of feeding place. You just put it out there and have a shed for the cattle to go in.
You use the term lot. Is a lot around the barn?
It would be around the barn.
Now, is that where they come in?
That's where they come in, you know, and bring them in the lot and pin them.
Is that where they kept at night or where they fed? Or
fed and feed them in the lot.
I see. I guess you feed them at night, though, don't you? Yeah. You feed stock. When do you feed stock?
Well, feed cows. Some people wait till evening to feed them, but I always feed mine in the morning.
Oh, you do? But you don't feed them both times?
No, I don't feed them twice a day.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'd probably give mine three meals a day. I'd be so dumb.
No, you can feed them three times a day. Feed them once a day. I give mine rock every morning when I get up, they be coming. It's a lot. When I get ready to go out, they everything there. I give them whatever I'm going to give them. I give them 4 or 5 bales of hay. 2 or 3 bags of corn, they're ready for it. When they clean up, they go on through the woods, field, picking, and stay out there all night. If it ain't too bad, they come to the lot, to the shed, you know, to play. Most times they go to the woods because they have better protection in the woods.
They like that.
They like that. Most times a storm riding, look like he ought to leave the woods, but he go to the woods.
Okay.
That's right.